Before we talk about Sveik Sveika, as a necessary, I would say it's an introduction to Sveik Sveika because it's a necessary topic in and of itself, but obviously you have to discuss the whole issue of Sveika Doraisa L'Chumra before you get into Sveik Sveika, because as when we talk about Sveik Sveika, you'll see how the two areas are related. But right now, let's just start with Sveika Doraisa L'Chumra. The Gemara in Kiddushin talks about Mamzer. There's something very different about Mamzer, well, on the face of it, different about Mamzer than other Isurim in the Torah. So if you think about it for a second, if you say Sveika Doraisa L'Chumra and Mamzerim throughout generations are created, so after a couple of thousand years, everybody should be a Mamzer. So the question is, why is it that it's still the case, right? Assuming that the Mamzerim continue to have children, right? And there are more and more of them. Right? So why is it that we still don't have that many Mamzerim? So there's a sheet in the Yerushalmi that Mamzerim are actually mutter after 10 generations, as opposed to what, you know, Ador Asiri means even Dor Asiri. Yerushalmi has the sheet that Dor Asiri is mutter, yeah, by Mamzer. We don't pass in that way, but that comes from the necessity sort of to understand how is it that not everybody's a Mamzer. The Gemara in Kiddushan Dafai in Gimel says as follows: Amar Rava Dvar Torah Shtuki Kasha. Shtuki is someone who we don't know who the person's father is. So they're Asur Lava B'Kahal. So Rava says that this is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Dvar Torah Shtuki Kasha. My Tama. Why isn't this Sasek? Rav Ksherim Etzla. Umi'ut Sulin Etzla. This woman, she's Kshera. Most of the people in the world are Kshera, will not create a Mamzer if they have relations with her, only if it's one of her relatives. But most of the people in the world are not her relatives, no matter how well connected she might be. Rov Olam is Kshera Metzla. So you go after the Rov. V'i Azli Inu L'Gaba, called the Parish, Miruba Parish. So if she was stationary and somebody came to her, so then we go after the Rov. I my Amra Dilma Azla I L'Gabayhu. Maybe she went to the man. Havale Kavua. The question is the identity of the man, right? So then he's Kavua. V'chol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami. Okay? So that should make it Asur. You didn't learn Kavua yet. You learned Kavua already?
Yeah.
Okay. You saw this Gemara in that connection?
No.
Okay. All right. What?
In the beginning of Tarovas.
Ah, okay. V'chol Kavua, the question is Tarovas of people, whether it's the same thing or not. Okay, anyway. V'chol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami. The Torah Amra lo yavo mamzer. So what answers mamzer vaday hu de lo yavo ha mamzer safek yavo bekahal vaday hu de lo yavo ha bekahal safek yavo. Okay, so what's the Gemara saying? Gemara says manafshach that dvar Torah is kasher because if she was kavua, right, and the man was parish, so it's called the parish Miruba Parish, left of the road. And even if you want to say it's kavua, the Isser is kavua, it's mechzal, and that should be mechzal mechza, and mechzal mechza should be aser, midoraisa. Right? So here we have a limud, suffik mamzer is mutter. Right? Two things. Suffik mamzer is mutter be Israel, and vadai mamzer is mutter be suffik mamzer. Okay, that stuki is mutter and about mamzer is mutter. Okay? The two limudim. Now the question is this case of mamzer, namely that sveika d'oraisa by mamzer is lakula, okay, is this an exception to the rule or is this the rule? And I perhaps learn the rule from mamzer. That question is the famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. Okay. The Rambam is a number of places in the Yad. So, here. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis. In the end of Perek Tes. Okay, the Rambam in Perek Tes is Dinei Safek Tuma. Okay, so the Rambam in the last halacha in the Perek says as follows: Davar Yadua, Shekol Eilu Hatumot VeKayotze Behen Shehem Mishum Safek, Harei Hein Shel Divreihem. VeEin Tamei Min HaTorah Ela Mishin Itmat Tumat Vaday. Okay, so until now you might think that it's a halacha which is limited to Safek Tumah. Okay, so says Aval, he says, Kol HaSfekot, Bein B'tumot, Bein B'machalot Asurot, Bein B'arayot V'shabbatot, Ein Lahem Ela Midivrei Sofrim. Okay, Moshe B'yarn V'halachot Yisrei B'yal V'kama Mekomot. This is the Rambam Shita that Sfeka Doraisa is l'chumra only midrabana. Midoraisa, Sfeka Doraisa is l'kula. The din, Sfeka Doraisa is l'chumra, which we all know, is that din is only midrabana. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rashba is cholek, both in Chidushim and Chidushin, as well as in Torah Abayis. In Chidushin, he raised a number of objections to the Rambam. Santafayin Gimel Min Alef. Mikan dikdek haRambam Zal b'tshuvat she'ila. Dechi amrin ba'al masveka doraisa l'chumra dirabanan hi. Dimi doraisa lo asra Torah ela vada. Bechein pasach b'chibu agadol. So the kasha lituva. So this first question, and this is the most difficult question, is the question of how do you have then an Ashem Talui? Di im kein azalei Ashem Talui. Leman de lobay chaticha mishtei chatichot. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Okay. So the Rashba holds that Sveka Doraisa is l'chumra midoraisa. And that would seem to be the case from the halach of Hashem Talui. What is Hashem Talui? Hashem Talui is that you're over an iser kares b'safek. Now, if the safek is mutter, and what is a karban, right? What is an asham? An asham is, means you need kaparach, what happened? Okay? So if you're over bevadai, and it was b'shogeg, kamuvan, so the kapara is a chatos. If it was b'safek, so the kapara is an asham talui. Okay? Now, if safek is mutam in atorah, so you don't need kapara, it was never asr. You were over, even if you didn't be amazing, you shouldn't need midoraisa. The Torah only asked vadai. Right? So the fact that you have a korban al hasafek indicates that sveka doraisa is l'chumra midoraisa. That's a pretty strong raya. Now, if you look with regards to Hashem Talui, there's a machlokas under what circumstances are you chayav in Hashem Talui. Because the Gemara says that there are different types of sfekot. Please send back your desire. So the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak increases. So safek achal schelev, safek lo achal. Vafilu achal, safek yesh bo kishir, safek ein bo. Shuman v'chelev lefanav, v'achal achad men, v'enu yodea eizim en achal. Ishto v'achalto imo, b'bayit shagag v'achad men, v'enu yodea eizim shagag. Shabbos v'chol, ביום חול, ועשה מלאכה באחד מהם, ואינו יודע באיזה מהם עשה, מביא אשם תלוי. Okay? What? Which two? It's two separate cases. Yes, yeah, like a list of different sfeikot. Okay? The Gemara is cholek here, and how you understand the cases. Itmar, Rav Ashi Amar, Chaticha Achat Shaninu, Safek Shel Chelev, Safek Shel Shuman. Chia Barav Amar, Chaticha Mishtei Chatichot Shaninu. Machlokes, what the case is that we're chayiv nasan toli for. You have, these are two possible cases. You have two pieces of Safek Chelev, Safek Shuman, and you ate one of them. Right? But one of them is Vadai Chelev. One Vadai Chelev, one Vadai Shuman, and then it's Arev. So for me, there's Sveikot. But there's a Chelev and a Shuman here. Right? The other case is you have one Chaticha, Safek Chelev, Safek Shuman. Right? So, Rav Ashi says, you bring an Ashim Talui even in a case of Chaticha Achat. Whereas Chia Barav says Chaticha Achat Mishtei Chatichot, you have to have Chelev and Shuman here in order b'chlal to be chayav in Hashem Talei. Okay. So what's the reason for this? So the Gemara concludes different explanations. The Gemara concludes that the distinction is between Ikba Isura and Lo Ikba Isura. It says my Tama. The Rav, the Savar, Shtei Chatichot, Ikba Isura, Chaticha Achas, Lo Kava Isura. Okay. There's a difference whether the Isur is definitely here, I just don't know which it is, or I don't know if the Kalal is an Isur in front of me. Even though maybe statistically the statistics are the same, but I relate, this is more important for understanding the Din of Kavua, right? I may relate to the question differently, even if the statistics are the same. To what extent do I have a leidus ha-safek if I know the issur is someplace in the room staring me in the face? Okay. So there's a distinction made with regards to Ashim Talui between ikbe isura and lo ikbe isura. So now we look back at the Rashbah. So Rashbah says, the in came, this is a question on the Rambam. Azale Ashim Talui, Leman de Lobai Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos. Vafil Leman de Bai Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos, Hani Milin in Karba. So, as he said, if you hold that Chaticha Achas, there's an Ashim Talui, right? That means you hold in all cases of Safek, whether it's Chaticha Achas or Shtei Chatichos, you're Chayv in Ashim Talui. That means it must be that Sveika Doraisa is Lechumra. This all your Sveikot require Nasim Tolui. And he says, even if you hold that you're only Chayv Nasim Tolui in Chaticha Achat Mishtei Chatichot, that is only with Gras Nasim Tolui, but there's still an Issa in the case of Safek. As he says, it's not mashma that Rav Asi and Chia Barav are cholek in Sveikot. Mashma, but they're machlokes, and machlokes in regards to Karbon. So he has a kash on the Rambam from Ashim Talui. Okay. Now, we'll get to. There's one possible answer which is already implicit here. But before we do that, there's another answer, which if you have the Rambam in front of you and have Tumas Meis, you'll see the Rambam himself seems to have dealt with the question. Yes.
Why don't you assume more that the Ashim Talui is the Koveya as opposed to Mans, because why is one in the section over the other?
The Ashim Talui appears in many more cases. It's very strange. The Ashim Talui is every Chiyuv Kares. Right? Mams is one case. When I read to you the Rambam the first time, I skipped what's in brackets here. You have the Rambam in front of you. Anybody have the Rambam in front of them? Nobody has the Rambam. Okay, I'm sure you all know the Rambam. So I'll read it to you again carefully. What? This is Perek Tes Halacha Yud Bey from the Rambam. Okay, listen carefully. Okay, concentrate. Davar Yadua Shekol elu hatumot v'keyotzei behem shehem ishum safek harehen shel divrehen v'ein tamei min ha-Torah ela mishi mitma b'tumat v'dai aval kol ha-sfekot bein b'tumot bein b'machalot asurot bein b'arayot v'shabatot ein lahem ela m'divrei sofrim. Now there's brackets, type of brackets that you read. So I'll read it. Ve'af al pichein, davar shechayavin al zdono karet, steko asur min ha-Torah. Shaharei, ha'oseoto chayav, asham talui. Close brackets. Kimo shebiyarnu v'lchot yisurei biyah u'v'chama mekomot. Colon and peric. Okay. Alright? Now, so the Rambam seems to give the answer to the question himself. Namely, that he's mechalek between chiyuvei kares and other isurim, which are not chiyuvei kares. That would include, you know, maybe misa b'dei shamayim, chiyuvei lavin, isurei aseh. Okay? We'll deal with the idea in a moment. But in terms of the girsa, this girsa is incorrect. I am 1,000% sure this girsa is incorrect, even though it's in the brackets and not in the parentheses. Right? Why do I say that? For two reasons. First of all, in terms of the context, we'll talk about in a second, and also I checked the Ksav Yad after I thought the context didn't work, and in Ksav Yad Cambridge, which is the earliest Ksav Yad of the Rambam, which the Rambam himself was Megiya, this does not appear. Nevertheless, I mean, the Kesef Mishnah had this gear, so he thought that this answered all the problems. But I don't understand. So on Ksav Yad HaMoichel, right? But I don't understand the context. I'm going to read the Rambam again carefully. You tell me if this makes sense. Kol ha-sfekot bein b'tumot bein b'machalot asurot bein b'arayot v'shabatot ein lam elam divrei sofrim. ואף על פי כן, דבר שחייבים על זדונו קרץ, וכוסו מן התורה, שערי עושה אותו חייב השם תלוי. Okay? Now let's go back and read it again slowly. Okay? כל הספקות, בין בתומאות, okay, ספק תומא has a lot of different ramifications, right? But ביאס מיטוס is among them. Okay? מאכולות אסורות, okay, so you could be talking about ספק נבלה, but chelav is also machal sasuros. Chametz the Pesach is also machal sasuros. Pigul, Noser, and Tamei are also machal sasuros. Okay, l'ulchiv kares. Okay, bein ba'arayot. Right, that is one of the definitions of arayot, is that they're chayev kares. Okay, v'shabatot. Right, he's not talking about tchumin and mechamer. Right, he seems to be talking about Yisra Malacha. Okay. Ein lam divrei sofrim, except those that are chayav karis. Okay, so in context, it doesn't make sense. Because the examples that he gives, when he says kolas, he makes this broad, sweeping statement. Kolas sfekot, all suffik arayas, all suffik in Shabbos, it's all midrabanan, except those you know, few halachas and Shabbos and arayas that are chayav karis. Like the whole thing, everything is chayav karis. Okay, so that's one thing. The other thing is the Kamosha Bayarnu Bilchot Isurei Biyah V'chama Mekomot. If you look up Bilchot Isurei Biyah V'chama Mekomot, Avosatuma Perik Tezayin Halacha Al. I have it written aside here. Halachas Hilchas Isurei Biyah Perik Yud Ches Halach Yud Zayin Hilchas Kelayim Perik Yud Halacha Chav Zayin. In all those places, the Rambam does not mention anything about Ashim Talui or anything about Chiyuv Karis. The Kamosha Biyarnu Bilchot Isurei Biyah V'chama Mekomot is just referring to the fact that Sveka Doraisa is Lakula. There's no mention of that. So you have to say that this statement, the Kamosha Biyarnu, skips the previous sentence and goes back to the first part of the halacha, which is not impossible, right? But it's another wrinkle. Okay? But the big question in terms of the context is if you talk about Arayas and Shabbosos and even Machol Sasuros, they're all Chiyuv Karas. So in terms of the gears in the Rambam,
I'm usually pretty equivocal about these things, but here, unequivocally, this gear is incorrect, and it was stuck in by somebody who wanted to retire to the Rambam. That's not what the Rambam thought. What the Rambam himself thought is what he postulates in Hilchos Shtaglos. In Hilchos Shtaglos, he paskins with regards to Ashen Taloi. I give it to you? What, test? Test. Okay. Kol chet shechayvim al shigigato chatat krua chayavim al lo hoda shelo asham talui. Okay. Uma lo noda. Im nistapek lo im shagad bedavar ze o lo shagad. Harei ze mitzuve lakriv asham. Etc. Okay, halacha bet. Eino chayav v'asham talui, ad sheyesham isur kavua. Ketzad, achal chayla v'safek im haya kezayit o pachot mikezayit. So that's an isur kavua. There's definitely chayla here. Okay. Oh, shayta lefanav chatichat chayla v'chatichat shuman v'achal achat mehem v'ein yadu ha'ezim ein achal. He brings the case to the Mishnah. The Rambam paskins that you need chaticha achat mishtei chatichot. Okay? So, what you have to say according to the Rambam is that the Rambam holds sfeika doraisa luchumra midrabanon is chaticha achat. There's no ikba isur. Then, sfeik chelev, chaticha achat, sfeik chelev, sfeik shuman, midoraisa, according to the Rambam, you can eat it. If it's shtei chatichot, safek chela, safek shuman, and one of them is vade chela, and one of them is vade shuman, there's an issur d'oraisa to eat it, and if you eat it, if you eat one of them, b'shogeg, see you chayev and ashen tali. So safek d'oraisa l'chumra mid'oraisa, if it's ikba isura, it's l'chumra only mid'rabban, if there's no ikba isura. Right? And as far as the taina that you would have against the Rambam, the Gemara in Krisus, the point of the Rambam, the machlokas amoraim, that chaticha achat or shtei chatichot, is not a local machloket in terms of the chiv of Hashem Talui. It's a much more fundamental machloket in terms of when you say sveka doraisa l'chuma midoraisa. Even though it's not so much mashma that way. It's mashma that they're focusing on Hashem Talui. It's machlokas on Hashem Talui, which is what the Rashba says. But according to the Rambam, you must say, it's not the end of the world, it's a little less shot in the Gemara and Krisus, but again, it's not the end of the world. You must say the Machlokas Amoraim here is much more significant than it seems. Machlokas is, when do you say Sveka Doraisa L'chumra? Midoraisa. Chaticha Achat? Or Chaticha Achat Mishtei Chatichot? And if it would be that we would paskin Chaticha Achat, then the Rambam would have paskin Sveka Doraisa L'chumra Midoraisa. But he passes like the other day in Amoraim, that chaticha achat mishtei chatichot is where you chayev and Hashem talui, and that means that's where there's an isidorais and suffering. Okay? And that means that there are different types of sveikot, and this is very important in terms of kavua. Okay? That if there's an isir kavua, so we relate to the question differently, even though statistically it's the same. If I know there's an isir in front of me, so there I have to be machmir, midorais. Now, even though this girsa in the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis is incorrect, there's a lot of virtue to the idea. Namely, the mechalek between Isurei Kares and Shari Surin. Okay? And there's a Makar to be Mechalek.
Now I'm going to give a shiur on a Girsa, which is interesting around that. The they gave a whole shiur on Rambam. They said, what was so funny about that? They said, the Rambam doesn't exist. So, anyway, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Dalet, talks about the Mishnah talks about the Isser of Makavi Vimo. Pei Dalet on days. Elohim Anechnakim. Makavi Vimo. That's the first on the list. So Gemara says, one has a question. Maush Yakiz Dam La Aviv. Bloodletting, like they used to think it was healthy. Okay? So, Maush Yakiz Dam La Aviv. Rav Matna Amar Vachirecha Kamocha. Rav Vimi Barchin Amar Makea Dam Makea Behema. Makea Behema Lirfua Patur. Ach Makea Dam Lirfua Patur. Okay, so even though the Gemara doesn't say it's mutter, then we have the following stories from Amorai. Rav lo shavik livrei lemishkalei silu. Rav didn't let his son take out a coat. Mar berei a coat from his father, from himself. Mar berei deravina lo shavik livrei lemishkalei kafta. Didn't let him take care of a sort of a boil. Okay, a burn. Dilma Chavil, Vahavale Shigas Issa. So they didn't let these fathers didn't let that these Amorim didn't let their children do certain float on them because of the chashash that they may draw blood. They may draw blood unnecessarily. Okay, because if they draw necessary blood, right, so then that's a heter of refuah. That's not called makia. Okay? But if there's a shogeg, right, where they draw more blood than they had to, right? So then you have a shigas iser. So they didn't let them do it. Okay? So Gemara asks, I hachi acher nami. Somebody else also. There's also shigas iser. So the Gemara answers, acher shigas lav. Bino shigas chenek. Now, so what are we talking about? We're talking about entering into a situation where of suffix, where there may be, right, not practice, right, where there may be drawing of blood unnecessarily. So in a case where you're talking about chayvei lavin, right, it's to be makeh, chovel, and somebody else. So there, you're allowed to take a chance. Okay, you're allowed to enter into the suffix. But if it's chayv misa, you're not allowed to. Okay. So the Gemara here makes a distinction between Chai Ve'emis and Chai Ve'lavin. This is also connected. You guys learn Hilchos Nidah yet? Okay. There's a question by Zava. Okay. The halacha is that a Zava, the basis, so we need to know what I'm talking about. Okay. A Zava Gedola, right, needs Zayin Nikiyin. Okay. At the beginning of the seventh day of Zayin Nikiyim, we say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, as opposed to Nidah, we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, and you have to wait till the night time for it to be Tovelet. By Zavi, you say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, and Midoraisa, she can be Toveles in the morning, right? But if she sees Dam afterwards, she's still Teret L'Mafreya. Okay? So the question is there an Isser Bia after Tzvila, by Yom, yeah, after the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. The Gemara says it's an Issabiyya. There's a view on whether it's an Issabiyya Doraisa or the Issabiyya is only Drabana. Right? The Drabana would make sense. It's a Shema Tira Vitistar. That type of thing is a Chash Drabana. Okay? So the Beis Yosef says in Kuf Pei Gimel that the Issabiyya is Doraisa, and he stresses. Goes out of way to stress that be'isser kares, you have to be machne.
He doesn't just say this is Sfeika d'oraisa, this may be Shematir b'tistar. He says, b'isha kares you have to be machmir. Right? So you have echoes of that idea, especially this is the Kesef mission that likes the gears in the Rambam. Right? So it makes sense that that influenced how we thought about it, but in and of itself, it makes sense. Okay? Why does it make sense to be mechalek between Safek Kares or Safek Chayvei Lavin? The truth is, there are two ways of looking at, if I say Sveika L'chumra, or for that matter, if I say Sveika L'kula, either way, what's the halach of Safek? So one way of saying it is, the Torah, when the Torah, say, let's look at the Rambam. Sveika d'oraisa is l'kula mid'oraisa. So how do we understand that? So you could say, the Torah never asked a Safek. Okay? When the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat nevela, it means vadai nevela. The way the Gemara says, mamzer, vadai mamzer, v'lo safek mamzer, vadai nevela, v'lo safek nevela, vadai nida, v'lo safek nida, etc., etc. Okay? So the Torah never asked a Safek. That's one way of saying it. Another way of saying it is not that the Torah never asked a Safek. A Safek is a situation which is unknown, and the truth is, there may be an Isser here. You have a piece of meat, forget about the chaticha, chatishtei chatichot, right? A piece of meat, and you don't know whether it's nevela or it's kshera. So there may be nevela here, and if you eat it, you may be being over, and it's a nevela. We just don't know. So when if I come and I ask, can I eat this? The question focuses around, well, am I allowed to take a chance, or am I not allowed to take a chance? So it could be that when the Torah says, point to the Rambam, that Safek is mutter, so the Torah is saying that you're allowed to take a chance. Right, we all take chances. You cross the street, right? So there's a chance, chas v'chalila, that we get hit by a car, right? I drive back and forth from a flat every day. I take a chance, right? Everybody takes a chance, right? Are you allowed to take a chance? That's a question. So if you say Safek is mutter, so you say you're allowed to take a chance. Now, if I look at it that way, the question being, are you allowed to take a chance or not, then it makes sense to look at, well, I don't have to give a blanket answer. It doesn't mean that if I'm allowed to cross the street, right, it doesn't mean that I'm allowed to go skydiving. Right? You have to look at the dangers involved before I say, can you take a chance? So here, instead of talking about physical dangers, we talk about halachic dangers. Right? So if I'm talking about, so then it makes sense to be mechalek between different isurim. If I say safek kares, so I can come and say, you know, if you're wrong, then you're chayav kares. If it turns out that it is chelet. So on this, the Torah can say, no, you're not allowed to take a chance. Chayvei lavin, you know, lavin also, we take lavin very seriously, but it's not as severe as a chiyuv kares. So in chayvei lavin, you can take a chance. In other words, if what the Torah says, according to the Rambam, okay, safek is mutter, if they're telling you that the Torah just never asked it sveikot, there's no sveikot klape shmaya, the Torah talked about vadai. That's it. A safek, the Torah didn't ask it. Right, because the Torah only asers what the Torah asers. We, you know, since we don't aser anything, God asers it, right? God said, this is aser, this is mutter, that's the beginning and the end of it. Then, it doesn't really make sense to be mechalek between different isurim. Right? Because it has to do with the approach the Torah has to vadai and safek in general. Okay? But if I say the Torah is not so, quote unquote, foolhardy, right? But the issue is, you'll have to take a chance, and I can say, okay, the Torah says, if what's at stake is a chiyuv kares, so here you're not allowed to take a chance. Then the stake is l'chumra. If what is at stake is, quote-unquote, only chayvei lavin, right, then you can. Then you can take a chance, and I'll say, safek is mut. Okay? So the svarat mechalek between chayvei kares and chayvei lavin makes sense if you assume that Safek is mutter, right, but it's still a Safek. You know what I'm saying? It can be mutter and it's not a suffik anymore. In other words, a suffik can be mutter b'toras vadai, or it can be mutter b'toras suffik. It's still a suffik, but a suffik is mutter. Okay? Now, the same thing goes for if I say sveka d'oraisa is l'chumra. If I say sveka d'oraisa is l'chumra, I can say it in one of two ways. Right? I can say that a sveka d'oraisa is definitely asr. It's asr b'toras vadai. Not only is vadai isr asr, but a suffek isr is also asr. It's definitely asr. The history of it is that it's a suffek. Right? But that's history, that's not halacha. The halacha is that it's definitely asr. Okay? Or I can say, the history influences the halachic status. It's true that it's asa, but it's asa because it's asa to take a chance. But it's still a suffix. Okay. The Rashbah in Taras Abayis Yes. Okay. What do you want to say? Given the choice.
Yeah.
And but if the son was there, then he could do it. If there was no choice, then the son could do it.
Perhaps. Right.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something different.
And
yeah.
Okay. That's a chash.
Shemitira.
Yeah. That's an unknown chash. That's not a
suffix. Right. You could be mechalek and say that the issue both you could have said better that the case in Sanhedrin and the case with the Gratzanid are really the same case. Because it's not whether something did happen, which is a normal case, so both of them, but something may happen. I'll strengthen your shot. Yes, you could look at it that way. Right. Because then the question is how you deal with sekot of things that haven't happened yet. And whether that the chlal could be called like so. That's true, but I didn't want to get into it. Yeah, I understand. That's another Yehuda. Yeah, that's another Yehuda. Right. I'm aware of that. But I'm just saying, I just brought that in. But the chozot, even on that, a mash of what didn't happen yet, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is Mechalek in Chayvei Lav and Chayvei Koros. Right? Okay. So I'm saying it's still true, but your point is well taken. It's not the same as a suffix where now I have a piece of meat in front of me and I don't know what it is, as opposed to not knowing what will be. Right.
The Gemara has some evidence in the comments also that we don't say that there's always a three by three card.
Right. Oh, look. It's clear that Chiyuv Koros is more chamur than Chayvei Lav, and the question is, what do you do with that chamur? You don't need Chiyuv Koros. Koros is more chamur than Chayvei Lav. That we know. Between Chayvei Krisis and Chayvei Lavin,
yeah? That means
that Chayvei Lavin
are
subject to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that's what the Rambam is. Yeah. Not according to the Gears in the Rambam, yeah.
No, but if you say that, the second two possibilities are falling in the
category of. Which second two
possibilities? No, you said that you can say something like Kula. Or
right. In other words, the question is the same question, just applied to a different sheet.
Right. So within the Rashba sheet,
if you between the high and no, he says it's chumra all the time.
So how can
there'll be other nafkamim? Okay, we'll see. Okay. Right, that's not enough. I mean, as the Rashba holds, you say suffik d'oraisa l'chumra all the time. Midoraisa. Okay? But it still might be, is it still a suffik? right? Or it's l'chumra b'taras v'adai. It's definitely usr, right? Why is it usr? It's usr because it's suffix. So what? But it's definitely usr, right? Because isr and heter is sort of a zero-sum game. Something is either mutter or usr, right? So it's definitely usr. It's usr because it's a suffix. I didn't ask you why it's usr. I just asked you if it's usr. So it's definitely usr, right? Or is it still a suffix and it's usr b'taras suffix? We'll see. I mean, I think with the Nachum perhaps it'll become clear. Let's see the Rashi and the Taras Abayis. Says here on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Listen to his formulation. Mustabrali, this is the second column, the left hand column on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Bais Dalet Shah Rishon. Okay? Says umistabra li the kishaamu sfeka doraisa luchumra dvar torahu. Okay. The sfeka doraisa kivadai min haTorah. So he's really saying two things here. He's saying first of all he holds that sfeka doraisa luchumra min doraisa, and he's telling you that it's luchumra b'toras vadai. Then he quotes Abal Ra'iti La Rambam Zal Shekasa the Sveka Dorais Luchum Midrabanan Hu Shech Miru B'Sveko Vehevi Rai L'Dvarav from Kiddushin, etc. Okay. What would Nafkamina be whether a Suffek when it's Asa Midoraisa? Let's just go into Rashbam now. Sveka Dorais Luchum Midoraisa. Is it Asa B'Toras Vadai or is it Asa B'Toras Suffek? Right. Again, it's a similar question according to the Rambam when I say it's mutter. Is it mutter b'toras vadai? Is it mutter b'toras safek? Same question. Here we come on to something that is sort of implicit in the Gemara and Kiddushin with regards to the Mamzerut. The Gemara says with regards to Mamzer, the Gemara said there are two things about a Mamzer. One is that a suffek mamzer is mutter b'bas Yisrael, because vadai mamzer asher achmana v'lo suffek mamzer. And another halacha is that a suffek mamzer, in other words, a shtuki, is mutter b'vadai mamzer. Means a mamzer is mutter b'shtuki, right? Goes both ways, right? A shtuki, someone with a suffix mamzer, is mutter b'vadai mamzer, and is mutter b'vas Yisrael. Both ways. Right. So the question came up, is he mutter in both of them b'vat achat? Right? Right? In the good old days, when someone could have two wives, right? So if... Okay. What's that?
One's enough.
One's enough. Okay. That's the said. there are footnotes that can make that sense. So this, the Maharit said specifically with the Daf with regards to Mamzer, as according to the Rambam, he wanted to say as follows, that even according to the Rambam, Suffek Mamzer is different than Shar Sveikot. He says that Shar Sveikot, according to the Rambam, which are Mutter, are not Mutter in the case of Tarki Desatre. Suffolk the Maharit. Quote up here in the Pri Chadash. Here. This is an end of Klal, in Klalis Seik of the Pri Chadash, on the end of Klal Aleph. Mir ikal is fuke bahach milta kisharin on the suffix mamzer b'mamzeret vada'it obi israelit mi name of the sharye rachmana dafka b'delekatat of the satran the ibai my highland siv the ibai my highland siv aval tarvayu ach b'zeachar ze asiran lay. Odilma af bezachar ze sharyin lei mishum dezil hacha ikasveka dezil hacha ikasveka v'chol sveka rachmana sharyin. This is mutter in the case of Tarki Vesati, and you can marry both of them. So he concludes that in mamzerut it's mutter even in the Tarki Vesati, right? Whereas in shar sveikot, according to the Rambam, it's not mutter in the case of Tarki Vesati. What's the distinction? And what is it based on? Question is, when I'm matir, sveka doraisa, when I say doraisa it's mutter, how am I matir? Am I matir the Torah's vadai? Or am I matir, but it's still a suffix? So this is the nafka mina. Because if I say, the Torah never asked it a suffix. So the Torah never said, a suffix mamzer is asa. So therefore, even in a Tati Desatre, there's no stira, it's just a case of hetter. But if the Isser is still there, it's just a suffix. So I'm allowed to take a chance. To say, I'm allowed to take a chance. But nobody says you need both chatichos at the same time. Now, I'm not talking about the Rush in the case of Bittul Barov. Care about that. Okay? Because here, you're not taking a chance, you're definitely being over the Issa. But if I say, again, if I say Suffolk is mutter, so then even in a Tati Desatri it's mutter. But if I say Suffolk is mutter because it means you're allowed to take a chance, it's not that the Issa isn't there. The Issa may very well be there, but in a case where you don't know for sure, the Torah says, you know, live dangerously. You're allowed to live dangerously. So if that's the case, one second, but if that's the case, if it's a Tarki Desatri, in other words, if Mimonafshach, I'm definitely being pogay in the Isser, so then of course it's us. You know what I'm saying? So according to the Maharit, he says in that's the Gzeres HaKasuv of Mamzer, which goes beyond the general halacha of Sveikot. Okay. Why that should be has to do with how you bechlal understand the Issur Mamzeus. I'll tell you parenthetically. I think that the Issur Mamzeus is not an Issur Bia. The Issur Mamzeus is an Issur Bia B'kahal. It's not an Issur Bia of Bia. So if you would translate Bia B'kahal, you would say the Issur is an Issur of assimilation of Mamzerin into Kahal Hashem. That's why the formulation is Lo Yavu Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. By Gil Arayis doesn't say such a thing. By Gil Arayis it's just Gil Erva. Right? So there's the Maisa Bia, which is the problem. So there you can look at a person as a Cheftishul Ist, and you talk about Seikot. The way we talk about a Safek with regards to Neveli, you talk about a Safek with regards to an Erva. But with regards to Mamzerut, there's no Cheftishul Ist. Right? It's that this person cannot be assimilated into Kal Hashem. So the moment the person is a Safek, so there is no Ist of assimilation. Well, the issue was never said in such a case. So why the Rambam holds there's no issur unless you get married. There isn't an issur bia. There's just the lo yavo, lashon, to get married, and then there's an issur mamzer. The issur is to marry a mamzer, not to be with a mamzer. Okay, but I'm just saying parenthetically. Okay. Right. So a nafkamina is in terms of whether it's vadai. Whether a suffix is mutter b'toras vadai or it's still a suffix, would be what would be in the case of Tati Asakra. Yes, any other question?
When we're saying that the suffix mamzer is mutter b'toras vadai,
implies that since again there is a subject, he's a rabbi, and therefore Rashi then still be able to marry the man with is now completely mother. And the subject is not one. So now he's not marrying Israel.
Because he's a Suffolk kahal. So the, as far as the mamzer is concerned, this person is not part of Kahal Hashem, just like a ger, not part of Kahal Hashem, right? So a ger can marry a mamzer and he can marry a kasher, right? This person is not part of Kahal Hashem, so in as such, right, he can marry into Kahal Hashem the way a ger can marry into Kahal Hashem, right? And he can marry a mamzeret because he's not, he himself is not Kahal Hashem. Suffolk. Mm. We don't know. Kahal Hashem is yichus. Right? So he doesn't have any yichus. Okay. I think that's what the Torah said. That would get us more into Masechet Kiddushin, right? But I think that's what it said. That's what Kahal. He says Kahal five times, and one of, and that's how you learn the Sefer. Yeah.
He still has Suffolk, then why isn't it happening?
Because the Torah was matter of the situation. This is what I just described. Torah says, I don't know, someone's a mamzer, so they're not a mamzer, and they're not Kahal Hashem. So think of it like a ger. Right? A ger can marry both. Ger lo ikrika. That has to do with, more, again, more of the nature of mamzerus, which is not what we have talked about. And that's where you get the whole idea that if you know someone's a mamzer, nobody else knows, you shouldn't tell anybody. It's not, but yeah. I mean, if you know something is a, you know, treif, you know that you're not telling anybody. Right? It's treif even if nobody knows. Right? But in mamzerus, there's this issue of keeping it quiet, right? Unless you know for sure, you don't investigate, you don't ask questions. That's where it comes from. Because once it's suffik mamzer, well, there's no issue kahal anymore. Yeah.
What's the makor of Ramah?
If it's not for mamzerus?
Yeah, it can't be for mamzerus.
It might, I was thinking about it, it might still be from Mamzerus, because it could be built on the presumption in general Spekus HaMutter, and in Mamzerus it's Mutter B'Toles V'Adai. Mamzerus is just more a more extreme case of Spekus being Mutter.
Wouldn't be able to say that if
they
didn't have
I don't know, you're asking a good question, I'm not sure. I mean, the other case, for instance, the Gemara says that Suffolk Arlon Chutzlaritz is Mutter. But there the Gemara says, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The question there, again, is a similar question. If all Sfeks are Mutter, what do you need Halacha L'Moshe Misinai for? To tell you that Suffolk Arlon Chutzlaritz is Mutter. It's all contribution. Right? So there you can give a similar answer, that Suffolk Arlon Chutzlaritz is Mutter B'Torah Vada. Whereas other Sfeks can be Mutter on B'Torah Suffolk. In other words, if I know that this, if we're chutzlars and I know that this is Orla, but you don't, I know he has to tell you. He's mutter. Right, that's all. That's all. Almost we've seen it. So the suffix Orla chutzlars also is heter gam. It's the same type of thing. So I'm not sure. That's the Rambam just states. You know, Torah says nevel. That's the thing. I do it. How you understand when the Torah asks something? What the Torah says. Right, is everything mutter to prove an aser, or aser to prove an mutter? I mean, okay. Another nafkamina may be question of Eshel of Ruin. If I have a suffix, but there's a possibility to be mevarer the suffix. Okay, so we all agree. You learned Tzavi Chesed already, right? Okay, so then you should know, right, that a suffix that Eshel Levure is lechumra, even if it's Nisidrabana. You have to be mevarer. You don't say Sekedrabana Makula to Eshel Levure. Okay, so the question is, say according to the Rambam, that Sfeik is a mutter. What if it's a, because you can't talk about it the other way, right? So Sfeik is a mutter, what if the suffix Eshel Levrure? Why now? I don't know. What?
that's not something at all acceptable.
I don't know. Why isn't that acceptable at all? Right now, I don't know. Why is it still not acceptable?
Because if I give you this
Suffix,
don't
let the suffix that you could be mevarer. You want to take a formalistic approach that in the definition of a suffix, if it's actually mevarer, I don't define it as a suffix. You're begging the question, why should that be? Hypothesis, if you don't know something, that's a suffix. The question is, do I have a responsibility if I can be mevarer to be mevarer the suffix? Right? That's probably what it means when you say a suffix. The Eshel Levu is not a suffix. Right? If you get beyond the brisket terminology, what that means is if you have responsibility for Vayera, you can't treat it like a suffix. You can't close your eyes and say, I don't know. It can't be a Rosh Katan. I think that's what it means. In the definition, it's not a suffix. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're just taking the question and defining it and saying that's the answer. You didn't really explain it. Unless you can explain to me why a suffix that you really don't know now, but you have a possibility to provide, why should that not be considered a suffix? What is a suffix? Because it's something you don't know. So I don't know. I'm willing to... What? I understand, I'm just trying to understand what that means. I think it means it doesn't come under the parameters of seichel or kula. You don't treat it like a suffix. That's what it probably means. I know there's a lesson of it's a suffix shotim, it's right. All right, so suffix shotim, shotim also. Okay. If everybody is kolano kacham and kolano and also into satira, you know, there'd be much less tyra. How much tyra has to deal with shaitan? Right? These mistakes happen. Yeah.
But my understanding is to say that either the suffix and not engaged in the bar, so it's possible to that point. Or we say it's possible to be in the bar. Same
outcome. Okay, so. See, if it's Efshe Levrure, right, so we don't say Sveika Lekula, okay? The question is, hold on one second. The question is this halacha that when Efshe Levrure, you don't say Sveika Lekula, is that halacha midoraisa midrabbanan? So it could depend on what I say, according to the Rambam, Sveika Lekula, am I saying it in Torah's Vaday, am I saying it in Torah's Suffolk? If I say that the Torah never asked for the suffix, okay, so then I may say it's not hechrechi. It doesn't necessarily follow, but there's room to say that if it's not us, it's not us. Efshe Levru, I don't have to be mevarer. It's mutter for me. Midoraisa. So if your brother might, they might come, they might have come along and said, you know, that's very nice. But if you have a possibility to mevarer. Midrabbanan, actually, when they said, in a sense, when they said, it goes together with Sveik Darais al Chumra, when they said Midrabbanan, what Rabbanan come along and say, according to this, if the Rambam says, right, on the Darais level, Sveik Osar Heter Gamma. So Rabbanan came along and said, Midrais the Heter Gamma. We say it's dangerous. And we say that it's still a suffix. And once it's still a suffix, you have to be careful. Right? So together with that, would come the chiyuv to be mevarer midrabanan. Okay? But if I say that midoraisa, even though it's mutter, suffix is mutter midoraisa, but it's still a suffix, it means you're allowed to take a chance. Okay? So the Torah might very well have said, you're allowed to take a chance if you don't have a choice. B'di'evet. Suffix is mutter b'di'evet. L'chatchila, if you can be mevarer, then we're not matir. You know, we'll let you cross the street if you look both ways. So then the din of Efshe Levrure would be midoraisa. The Kri Chadash, I think thinks that the din is doraisa. One second. Let me just find this. Here, he thinks it's doraisa. So in the end of Klal Aleph, he says, The af agav gechol safek rachmana sharye hani nili ki lo matzim mitbare aval is sami biyadi lezrure I havi isura olol v'chahai gavna lo shari rachmana u'mechayev min hatora lezrure v'livdok v'lo, listen to the language v'lo lahachnis atzmo l'safek isra. Formulation is exactly the way I'm formulating it. Because the issue of safek is ha'im mutar lahachnis et atzmo l'safek isra. That's the whole question. So the Rambam's answer to that is yes. Right? But if it's eser l'vrurei, then the answer is no. If it's eser l'vrurei, Minatora l'vrurei l'vdok v'lo lahachnis atzmo l'safek isra. Okay, that's basically the fundamental question with regards to Sfeika d'Oraisa l'Chumrah. Just as an aside, with regards to Sfeika d'Rabbanan l'Kula, right, just like in the Rambam, when we talk about Sfeika d'Oraisa l'Kula, you can have these questions with the Torah Svadeh, the Torah Safek. Certainly with regards to Sfeika d'Rabbanan that is l'Kula, you have the same question. Is it l'Kula because Rabbanan lo gazru, the Safek? Here's my right? Or it's still a suffix. It's not that Rabbanan lo gazru the suffix. There's a gzeir d'Rabbanan floating around here, and the question is whether it's us or whether you're allowed to take a chance. So Rabbanan said that in our gzeir you're allowed to take a chance. Right? But it's still a suffix. Now, just because you may answer the question one way with regards to Sveika d'Oraisa, according to the Rambam, does not mean you have to answer the same question the same way with regards to Sveika d'Rabbanan l'kula. I could say Sfeika d'Oraisa is l'chumra, is l'kula b'toras safek, but Sfeika d'Rabbanan is l'kula b'toras vadai. I could say that. I mean, there's no reason not to say that. Okay, they're two independent questions. They're the same question, but the answer, put it this way, the same question in two different places, and they can have independent answers. Right? With regard to Sfeika d'Rabbanan l'kula, there's a machlokas. Whether you say Sfeika d'Rabbanan l'kula in a case of ikba isura, that's a machlok between the Pri Chodesh and the Shach in Kol Sfeik Sfeika. Okay, the Shach says in Kol Sfeik Sfeika, that ikba isura is aser in a Sfeika d'Rabbanan. The nearer in Achos Chaf Aleph, the imnit arev isa du rabbanan chad bechad, afa pisha eno davar chashuv, vachakach nevad achad mehem, lo no da eizahu, lo amrinan baha safek du rabbanan lakula. The came and shahaya muchzak isa b'echad mishtayim, havale cheskas isa. Okay? So he thinks you don't say safek du rabbanan lakula if it's ikba isura. The Pri Chadash is holy. It may be this question. Okay. If the halacha is that they never asked, they never said the Gzeira d'Rabbanan when there's a Safek, so then there shouldn't be a difference between Ikbi Surah and Lo Ikbi Surah. But if you say that it's Aser, but it's Mutter, but Torah Safek, so then there was never a blanket Heter. You have to look at the type of Safek. Because even when it's mutter only b'torah safek. Right. So if it's ikbe isura, so then it's a safek, which you have to reckon with, and then you're not allowed to take a chance. If it's not ikbe isura, then you're allowed to take a chance. Okay? There's also a question. You Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin yet? Okay? If you recall, with regards to Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, the Rashba, I think, quotes Rabbeinu Tam and says that even if If the case of Sfeika d'oraisa, Sedavei Shishu Matirin is Aser, but if it's a Sfeika d'rabbanan, Sfeika, and Sfeika d'rabbanan, he says it's like Sfeika d'rabbanan kula. He says Sfeika d'rabbanan in the Sedavei Shishu Matirin is also Matir. Okay? It'd be the same question. Because if you say Dovashish Matirin is actually Tachana Beis, it's Tachana Beheter, and why take a chance, right? That's basically, that's the Svarah for Dovashish Matirin in case of Sveikot, not in Tarelfus. That's the only explanation. So if you talk about it, it's a Durabanan, if it's Heter Gomor, it's a Dovashish Matirin, if they don't have actually Tachana Beis, Tachana Beheter, it's Heter now, right? But if you say that it's Sveik Durabanan Lakula, is that there's no Isra here, so it's not that. It's mutter now, no problem. But if there is a suffix, right? If there's a chance there's an Isser here, even though it's only this Rabbanan, that was just a material. So why take a chance? When you can bevadai eat it tomorrow, and it'll be mutter. Okay? So that was just material will also be an afternoon. Alright? Okay, we'll talk about that more because that goes into Rabbeinu Tam's explanation of how the fake sticker works, which we'll discuss next week. Okay?